Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's Tuesday, and it's a pleasure to be with you on the Radio Northwest Network. Always glad to get your calls at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Our Twitter poll today, should we move to online schools to prevent the spread of coronavirus? One private school in Washington State has already decided to do that. It wouldn't be such a bad idea for the public schools either, but I know who wouldn't like it. The teachers' unions. They'd say, hold on a second. You're going to take away our paychecks? No, that's not going to work either. But I want to tell you something. For decades as a reporter, I've heard state lawmakers talk about setting up or expanding or filling to the brim rainy day funds. And you always wonder, what exactly do they do with a rainy day fund? The usual answer is the Democrats always say, this year's a rainy day. Well, actually, I think we may have arrived at that rainy day. And I think that feeling is shared by with Washington State Senator Steve O'Bann, who joins me now, Republican of Pierce County. Senator O'Bann, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Lars.
Is it finally that rainy day? And how much does Washington State have in its rainy day fund?
It's definitely raining, unfortunately. Coronavirus is just the very crisis that we need to use that fund for, and there's about over $2.3 billion, something in that range. So we have plenty of resources there. My bill would just simply draw $100 million down from the rainy day fund and put it into a disaster response fund to be used to combat the coronavirus.
I think it's a sensible idea. Can we make sure that the money actually goes to what it's there for, as opposed to just become a slush fund?
Well, that's always a concern. I do have a provision in the bill that would require OFM, the Office of Financial Management, to provide a monthly report of how the money is being spent. So if it is being misspent, we'd know it pretty quickly and could bring attention to it. But, you know, in a disaster situation like this, you're dependent upon your healthcare officials, DOH, Department of Health, and others, to use these funds wisely and address the public health crisis we're in. I think we have to trust them, because that's why we hire them for situations like this.
Just trust but verify. Although, because I was telling my wife, you know, when people started talking about, you know, monies, extra monies, and I looked at that and I said, yeah, I can't even imagine for the State Department of Health. When you started hearing Friday afternoon, they got the authority to start running their own tests instead of waiting for the slow as molasses Centers for Disease Control to get its act together. I thought, good. But I can imagine the person who runs the lab for the state of Washington that's running all these tests and probably telling people, we need you to work overtime and weekends, and we got to buy new supplies and equipment and such, and maybe bring some of our temporary people or part-time people on full-time because we're going to be running tests a lot of hours of the day. I can imagine that doesn't come cheap, does it?
No, you're exactly right. And I just actually had a text from an individual who was trying to access that testing, had all the symptoms, she said, but she couldn't get tested because right now they're rationing the tests, just those who have traveled from, you know, our area of the world that has this, which is, that's old news. We know it's being spread by community, and it's no longer because you had a connection to a foreign country where there's been a big outbreak. We need to have those tests available now, and so that's one reason why I dropped this bill, to make sure we have the resources we need.
You know, Senator, that's, if there's one, and I know it's early on to start criticizing, but I see a pattern. Northern California had two cases, and one involved a woman who didn't get tested for COVID for days because she went into her doctor, she was sick, she had all the symptoms, so they said, you haven't traveled overseas, so the rule book here from the CDC at that point says we don't test you. Wasn't there something that told the doctors and the experts on this over the last 2 months, it's going to get to our shores, you know, it's going to leak out, you know, whether it's from somebody who came back early, like the guy in Bellingham who had a tough cough for 4 or 5 days before he went to the hospital. He's now recovered, thank God. But you think he got exposed to other people, and there may be connections we don't see yet. didn't they say maybe we should start testing people who show the most, you know, the most obvious symptoms, even if they haven't traveled overseas? They've only done that now after it's become plain that, you know, we missed an opportunity to start detecting this. And now they're saying 500 to 600 people floating around Washington state that we don't even know have it, but they do. And 300 to 500 in the state of Oregon.
Well, you've asked the question, and I think the answer is implicit in the question. It's sometimes you think our public health officials are operating under both old information, and they're also trying to kind of marshal and even ration existing resources by limiting access to them. We have to completely switch that mentality around, and this has to be now a culture of, yes, we are going to test you as soon as you think you might need it, or a doctor or other healthcare provider says this patient or her patient might need it. We have to have better containment strategies. We got to be ahead of this thing. And you're right, there's been some signs that we have been behind the eight ball. And that's one reason I think we just have to make sure that money right now is not an issue. Got to have enough resources at the disposal of our state and local healthcare officials.
You know, the other thing that popped up, and you might have heard it in our Twitter poll question today, apparently there's one district north of Seattle that's already said, we're going to train our teachers up so we can do remote learning, you know, online. And this is at a public school. There's also a private school. The public school is saying, we want this ready should we need to empty the building and then have kids go home for a period of time to wait out the incubator. Yeah. But it seems like that ought to be done by almost all the schools in the state, shouldn't it?
I think that's really smart, and it's a good question whether OSPI is starting to publish some recommendations along these lines. I noticed that in Japan, their public schools aren't meeting across the country to try to reduce the spread of this disease or this illness. So, I think we've got a few school districts that may be ahead of the game, and I think they should all have contingency plans for this. And that's a good issue. I'm going to inquire after this phone.
Yeah, if you don't mind, because Senator, when I hear, well, the state office is, you know, thinking about sending down some recommendations. We're not the old centrally planned Soviet Union, I don't think yet, although Bernie has plans for that. But it seems like if you're paying a lot of superintendents six-figure salaries and even principals six-figure salaries, and there's one little suburban district north of Seattle that's already doing it, aren't these other smart folks earning their six-figure and seven-figure or six-figure salaries by saying, hey, I got an idea. Oh, no, we have to wait for our masters in Olympia to tell us what to do. That doesn't seem very smart. And if they're really that slow on the uptake, maybe the six-figure salary isn't justified.
Well, you raise a lot of great issues there, Lars. I do think you're right. Sometimes there's in this state and other states that are a little bit more top-down. We sort of wait for the state official to act.
Oh,
I'm into entrepreneurial activity here. I want people to be thinking about their constituencies, their school districts, and not waiting for somebody to give a blessing from on high.
I couldn't agree with you more. State Senator Steve Aban from Pierce County. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll get your calls, too. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show and the Radio Northwest Network.